Welcome to Partners for Success, presented by Priority One POS. I am Randy Hicks. Alongside me is Darcy McNamara, also from Priority One POS. Darcy, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm loving this cooler weather in the morning. How about you?
Oh, it's great. It's different, quite different. Fall is here already.
I know. I get to bust out my boots and my scarves and everything.
Scarves. So you have scarves for the fall?
I do, for the summer and the fall.
For the summer too?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Like a whole accessory.
Huh.
For each season. It's kind of like your baseball hats. You guys have hats that you wear in the fall and ones that wear in summer.
Well, speaking of baseball, we also have Mike Salmon of Business Radio X and also Trey Odom, our producer, turning all the knobs and flipping all the switches. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. And good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Randy. Welcome back to Business Radio X. Been a while, hasn't it?
It has been, yes.
For those that don't know, you used to host a show here, co-host a show with Dennis Bonin about, 3 years ago?
3 years, that's right.
And then we said something that obviously ticked you off, and you went away, but now you're back.
Well, you know how you are.
So, you know, Randy has seniority over me, even, technically.
I've known Randy longer than I've known you.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, it's typically a good thing.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have scarves and boots, too, that I like to wear.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Let's not go down that path.
He's a metrosexual.
All right. Well, Partners for Success, anyway, is a show that highlights and promotes many of Atlanta's outstanding businesses and business leaders. So let's talk about what we want to talk about on the show today.
Yeah, let's introduce our guest for today's show. Joining us today, we have Sean Buffalo with the Buffalo Group, and we also have Elaine Smith. She is the owner of Blazers of Lexington, serving wings and much, much more, near Athens, Georgia.
Okay, let's get started. How about, why don't you take over with Sean?
Okay. Sean, you are the owner of Buffalo Group in Gainesville, Georgia, and just to give you guys a little bit of information on the Buffalo Group, it is a full-service accounting firm. They provide business bookkeeping, business and individual tax preparation, and tax resolution services, as well as other business services that can include payroll, business consulting, and litigation support. Sean is licensed in both Georgia and North Carolina, and they have monthly, quarterly, and annual solutions for most businesses of all sizes. And I have known Sean and his lovely wife, Kelly, for a year and a half now. And we just love working with you guys. You guys have such a vast knowledge of the industry. And I really wanted you to tell our guests a little bit about how you got started with the Buffalo Group.
Thank you, Darcy. Appreciate that great introduction. I graduated or went to school, obviously, for an accounting degree. And graduated from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, trained with Deloitte, Haskins, and Sales, really two Schross. I was there through the merger with Deloitte.
Mm-hmm.
And spent 4.5 years with one of the Big Eight, and provided great training. Left the public accounting side and became a CFO for a hospital and spent probably 20 plus years in healthcare.
Mm.
And that's what brought me to Gainesville. And then when I left Northeast Georgia Health System, we loved the area, and I had always wanted to start my own practice, and then that's what we did. And in January 2014, we pretty much just started the firm and jumped in full boat. It's been quite an experience. I love it. I enjoy it.
That's dealing awesome.
Dealing with so many clients, and it's really nice to be able to help folks when they're starting their businesses. You see the pitfalls, and hopefully you can help folks overcome many of those pitfalls.
Yeah.
And
I know we share a lot of mutual clients. We've worked together, and I love the partnership that we have built with you all, and I know that it is a true family organization there now that you guys have your son working for you as well.
That is correct. Our son will sit for the exam in November and will become a CPA. If he doesn't, we're going to have issues.
Plan B.
yeah. But no, it is a family affair for now. Hopefully we will continue to grow the practice. And, you know, owning a small business or a new business is not for the faint of heart. It takes time to grow.
Yeah. And with your knowledge and your experience in the medical industry, Sean, is that something that you really target for your customers, or what is your target customer?
Well, yes, I do have a lot of experience for healthcare, and we do some work, write-up work, a sophisticated term for bookkeeping in the CPA world. We do provide solutions for certain physician practices, and we don't do any work for any healthcare systems per se, but we do provide some work for physician practices. Okay. Anywhere from reconciliations, helping them with their, you know, if they have a QuickBooks accounting system that they're using, and then also some of their revenue cycle we can also help with as well.
Okay, cool. Now, you touched briefly on some of the pitfalls and the shortcomings with new businesses as they're starting up. What are some of the most common mistakes, I guess, that you see new businesses take that you could talk about to kind of give some advice to our listeners about what their things that they could avoid out there?
Well, first of all, I would say for any of the new businesses that we come in contact with or we try to help is patience. I think it requires patience, and I think people have unrealistic expectations of how quick a business will become successful. Success meaning profitable. I think as people, we are impatient, and that is not good in the business world, because it takes time to develop that clientele, develop the reputation, and there will be ups and downs with that. You will have, you know, you're going to stumble. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that I see, the unreasonable expectations. The other thing is making sure you have the systems in place. Sometimes you don't need the most complicated systems when you're starting your business, but there's some fundamental things that you need to have in place to make sure you can operate.
And what are some of those that...
Well, because we're, you know, I'm a CPA and we provide accounting and payroll solutions. You know, we do recommend certain accounting software, different solutions, primarily QuickBooks, because they're, generally speaking, they're the market leader in terms of a cost-effective way to account for a smaller business. There are some other, you know, QuickBooks Enterprise would be a better fit for probably a larger company, probably a mid-market. And then there's some other ones out there, but we primarily service QuickBooks, pretty much all of the products, including their point of sale system. And then we also recommend other point of sale systems that are out there. We don't support them in the same way, because typically the point of sale systems, you know, have great support of their own, and they're really only used to report and get those reports and numbers for the CPA to provide the write-up work.
Right. And I know that's where we've come into play, where customers have, sometimes you hear the grumblings before the processor hears the grumblings. So it's nice that when you guys hear that, you have somebody in your back pocket that you can refer to that you know as well. When you do business consulting and litigation support, give us a good example of something that you know, have to talk to your customers about that you see predominantly?
Very simplistic is probably the biggest thing is not commingling, trying to make sure you keep your business apart from your personal finances. And I think in a sole
And that would be like going to Panera Bread and
yes.
putting that on your corporate
yes,
card.
Yes. Obviously, everything is not deductible and should not be in your business financial statements. And sometimes for the smaller business owners or the sole proprietor, it's a difficult thing to overcome and to be diligent and disciplined, I guess, disciplined about it more than anything else.
I suppose a lot of business people like to play in that gray area.
Yes, they do. but we try to work that out, obviously, as a CPA and any CPA tries to, you know, attempts and does their best to assist the business client in separating those expenses into the proper categories and where they should be.
And I know Again, this is Darcy McNamara with Priority One POS, and we're talking with Sean Buffalo with the Buffalo Group based out in Gainesville. And I know for us, when we've ever referred you one of our customers that needs help, they don't have their accounting system, their back office in check, it's always been something that we've got rave reviews about back from you guys. So we really appreciate y'all with the honesty and the integrity and how you guys treat your customers. That's real important. What do you think is the most satisfying part of your job?
Generally speaking, you know, bookkeeping, accounting, again, write-up work, and the more sophisticated CPA firms would call it, in and of itself doesn't really generate sales. It helps us make decisions, but it's a historical, really a historical snapshot of what's occurred in the previous months. I guess the most satisfying thing is that helping a client be prepared when it's tax time, their books are in order, and that we can see the progress that the business owner has throughout the course of the year, the improvements, and the decisions that can be helped from those historical financial reports. Obviously, we wish it was a more current financial situation to make decisions, but we take great pride in the fact that over time, we can help a business become successful. And if we play a part in that, we're excited about it.
So from that standpoint, are you, you really do a lot of consultative services as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how do you make a business successful like that? What things come into play?
Well, I'm not sure that I could say I could make it successful, but we can direct them in ways to merchant processing, for instance. You know, we come across a lot of different merchant processors, and we have a few that we like to recommend. Darcy, your company's one of them.
We appreciate
and,
that.
And the systems, the trying to streamline and ease the accounting and processing and payroll processing as well throughout the month and throughout the year. If we can streamline those, make them efficient, it will ultimately help the business owner focus on more things that are important. Because a lot of times the business owner is not so focused on the accounting side of things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make them any money. Their sales is what's going to make them their money.
And I know a lot of times for me and Randy, we'll get questions from a business owner that are really outside of our realm too. So I know it's nice that you take those calls, you'll engage with the people, talk with them. And it's just a great intro and a great lead for us to be able to have somebody in our back pocket like that, that, hey, our customer's asking us about, you know, payroll taxes, or especially in the restaurant industry, we tend to find a lot of people are unsure of how do I have my wait staff adjust their tips and how do they claim them and what's more beneficial for my business. We see a lot of that and people start asking us about it because we're supplying the point of sale system. So it's nice to be able to have somebody that knows all those laws and can direct them as to what's going to be most beneficial for them.
Agreed.
So we appreciate that because I know we see that a lot in the restaurant industry.
Yes, you do.
And that comes in handy. So what do you think sets yourselves apart? Again, it's the Buffalo Group out of Gainesville, Georgia. What sets you guys apart from the, you know, CPA that's trying to operate out of their home and build their book of business or something? Obviously, you guys are a step above that, but sometimes people take a look at that and think, oh, what's the difference?
One thing would be the Buffalo. There's nobody else around here that has the name Buffalo. That's one thing.
That's for
sure. Not necessarily going to make you any money. We really try to provide great service. We're not so large that we can't, many of our clients can stop in our office and sit down and I'll talk to them right then. Whether they're reoccurring or whether they've never been done business with us, I will talk to them and try to provide as much assistance as we possibly can. And I would say service, we try to provide great service.
I think you guys have nailed that. You guys do a fantastic job with
Thank
that.
You. Thank
Where
you.
Do you guys see the Buffalo Group in the next 5 years?
Like to have two or three other CPAs working alongside me. Probably like to be 4 or 5 times larger than we are today. Don't know that I will ever get there. Maybe our son can take it from what we've done and move it along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure he has that vision, but hopefully over time he will. Mm-hmm. He will gain that vision. So
I think as part of the culture, that's really important. that you continue on, and your the way that you started the company is really felt throughout the years.
Yes, sir. I would agree.
Because you guys get a lot of business from word of mouth referrals, and that's huge. That says a lot for your company.
We really do.
Yep. Well, thank you so much for coming on. If people want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to locate the Buffalo Group?
You can go online, buffalocpa.com. There's a nice Buffalo there. Make sure you type in the E. The Buffalo is spelled with an E. And then, of course, you can. The website has all of our contact information. And if you're in Gainesville, we're just off the square. There's a Buffalo on the sign. Stop in. We'll shake your hand. Shoot the breeze a little bit. And we're also on Facebook. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Sean Buffalo with the Buffalo Group.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Thank you.
Great. And again, you're listening to Partners for Success on the Gwinnett Business Radio. So our second guest today is Elaine Smith, owner of Blazers of Lexington. She has been a customer, one of our clients for a number of years, and has a small locally owned dine-in or carry-out hot wings restaurant that's close to Athens. So I'm sure football days are big days for you too, Elaine, right?
Footballs are really big for Blazers.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit as we start out, tell us a little bit about Blazers. For the listeners who haven't been there, you put out a lot of food. Is it a really big place?
It's a very small place, actually. We only have about 700 square feet, the total building. We only, in our dining room, we only seat about 21 people. Maybe we can squeeze 23 if we're lucky, but it's just really small.
Well, a lot of people really like wings. So what really, are the wings really spicy? I mean, you talk about Blazers and hot wings, you know, that's in the name.
Yes, it's in the name. And we have hot wings, and then we have really hot wings, but we also have barbecue. Lemon pepper is one of the most popular flavors that we have.
Man, you're it's talking all favorite. This right it's at lunchtime. Favorite. We were hoping Darcy. You were going to bring us some, you know, demos for us to, you know, really tell them how good they are.
I would, but like I said, if I had gone there, I wouldn't have gotten here.
Well, everyone in their restaurant has wings. What makes your wings better?
Actually, we use a quality brand oil that is actually has health benefits. It's quite expensive, but I love the flavor. The flavor that it gives the wings to me is phenomenal. It just, and it's healthy. So it's healthy and it's quality. It's really good. So I think the flavor of our wings stand out above everybody else's.
Okay. Well, do you sell other items besides wings?
Actually, we have a large variety of items on our menu. We sell hamburgers, steak plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, fish plates. We even have shrimp plate. Philly cheese steak is one of the favorites. And just a lot. Our fried drumettes happen to be one of the favorites with our deer hunters, which is coming up soon. So we want to make sure we have lots of those. So, but the
wow. That's quite a menu.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the fall, and it is football season, of course. In the South, you know, there are two seasons. There's football season and getting ready for football season.
Football's a big time for Blazers. The preparing for it, we just have to make sure we have lots of wings on hand. And it doesn't matter if you're a Georgia Bulldog fan or a Falcons fan. We've got whatever you need. On Saturdays, we always offer a game day special. This year, it's kind of seems a little high, but for the price of wings, it's kind of quite low. But you can get 50 wings, two flavors, for $33.
Oh,
and
that's
then you
good.
Can add celery and dressing with that. You have a choice of ranch or blue cheese dressing, and it's really good. So we do good with that.
Mm-hmm. I understand you have a lot of clients, a lot of customers too, that come from Atlanta, from different areas, a long way away to your location.
Actually, during deer season is a big time for Blazers also. So, and it kind of falls in with football, which really is good for business. But our deer hunter, we love our deer hunters. The religious. They're just loyal customers that they always come back. It's a big time. Deer season is really big. So from September to January, February, we are really, really, that's our best time of the year.
Well, you seem to be an integral part of the community that you service there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we love sponsoring the local baseball and softball teams. We do girls. We sponsor every fall and just the regular fall seasons. We sponsor the local softball and Little League boys baseball. We've had basketball teams. And then we really enjoy working with the kids and dressing. I actually dress up like a chicken and go to the games, and kids just love it.
Oh.
So they call me the chicken lady. So I've been known as the chicken lady at the ball field.
Oh, that's funny.
But we love working with the kids. It's
and kids love their chicken.
Yeah, they do.
And again, we're listening to Elaine Smith of Blazers Hot Wings, and you're listening to Partners for Success radio program. Elaine, would you tell us a little bit, based on everything that you've said, do you have to have pretty large staff?
Actually, we don't have that large of a staff. We, on Friday and Saturdays, during ball season especially, we'll have like 5 employees that work per shift. And morning shifts, depending on whether there's a ball morning game or a nighttime game, we only have 5 employees per shift.
Well, that's,
so it's quite small.
Yeah, that is quite small. I would assume, though, that just as Sean had mentioned before, that culture is really important to make sure you get the right food cooked the right way to each customer, and so that they're happy with what they do.
We've been very blessed to have with our employees. We have really good employees that they really, their main goal being there is to make sure that the customer comes in, gets what they want, and the main thing is happy when they leave. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I understand also that you guys can order over the internet, right?
We have a channel now, which is, it's a phone. You download an app to your phone, and you can go on blazersoflexington.com and order from there. And you place your order, and when you get there to pick it up, it's ready.
Great. Okay. Or you could have it delivered. You guys don't do delivery there, but one of the delivery services, I assume, could
actually
help you out with
we've
that.
Had a lot of requests for deliveries, especially lately, but right now we're not set up to deliver, but maybe in the future.
Okay, great. That sounds really good. Based on John's input just a little bit ago, we were talking about accounting and really what does it take for you to see, you've been in business quite a number of years. So how do you see a profitable business taking place? Is it patience? Is it time? Is it being really smart with your monies?
That helps. That helps a lot. But the main thing is to make sure that, especially in the food industry, you've got to put out good quality food, and customer service is one of the main things. So it helps to have a POS system that you can, that will do everything for you. But, you know, it's the main thing in being successful, I think, is the fact that you've got to have good quality customer service and put out quality food.
Well, that's interesting because many times that you see your employees that are happy, and they're happy with servicing people and making the customer, again, happy. So what do you think really separates, is that part of what separates you from competition and other things of that nature?
I think the customer service, and also the fact that our food, we do try to put out quality food. I've done a lot of research on and trying different products and finally coming back, just like with the rice bran oil. And that's all I will use.
Do you ever have any seasonal? do you have ever seasonal flavors that you put out at a certain time of the year or anything? Or is it always standard?
It's basically standard.
Oh, okay.
When you get into, and people will call and like, teriyaki is a flavor, lemon pepper. So then
those are two of my favorites.
Somebody came up with the lemonaki. I don't know how that came about, but it's lemon pepper and teriyaki combined. So, but I like the lemon pepper mixed with the mild dressing. And you know, you can mix up and you get different flavors.
Being so close to Athens, you got to come up with something that has the bulldog in it.
Yeah.
Well, you need to come up with a mixture of two flavors that you can combine.
Got any ideas, Darcy?
We'll work on that. We'll work on that one.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan, Randy. Mm-hmm.
Probably need something for Georgia Tech as well.
Ask Angel. He's always ready for some food.
Okay. Yes, our staff constantly goes over to Blazers and has food to eat there.
No, we love it when Elaine comes to us and brings us food.
That's right. Awesome. Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Elaine, for being here today. And for those who are listening, how should they best get a hold of you or find out more about Blazers of Lexington?
We have a Facebook page, Blazers of Lexington, and we also have the blazersoflexington.com. I'm not really sure. I don't think it shows a lot about us, but you can see what our food looks like.
Great.
There's a picture of some food on there.
Okay. Terrific. Well, thank you for joining us on the show today. And again, this is Partners for Success. And we're glad to have two partners with us today.
Yes. Thank you so much to our partners for success. Our guests again have been Sean Buffalo with the Buffalo Group and Elaine Smith with Blazers of Lexington. Buffalo Group is located in Gainesville, Georgia, and Blazers is just outside of Athens. Remember, you can listen to our show live every second Friday of the month at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X.com.
You can also listen to any of our podcasts anytime, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. So always remember that Partners for Success is presented by Priority One POS, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, but we're always there when you need us. I think we talked today a little bit about the fact that culture is important to all the businesses that we have, and culture is really important to us as well. Call us anytime at 678-805-0060 or look us up on our website at www.priorityonepos.com.
Thanks always to our all-star producer, Mike Salmon.
And
Trey, of course.
Sorry, Trey, didn't mean to forget you over there.
For Darcy McNamara, I am Randy Hicks. We'll see you next month on Partners for Success.